Okay, this is after the Shmaya. Today we're going to finish up one issue about the Hadar of Kli Shem Lach Tal Is, and then begin a very exciting and I think dramatic and also difficult sugya, and that's the sugya of Tiltul Begufa and Tiltul Minatzad. Just in regards to the Hadar of Kli Shem Lach Tal Is, there is a fascinating discussion about how to look at a fan. Is a fan of Kli Shem Lach Tal Iser, or is it Kli Shem Lach Tal Heter? So what's an example of a Kli Shem Lach Tal Iser? An example of Kli Shem Lach Tal Iser is a hammer that you would use to build, and that's Aser. Now, a fan, when it's on, is not doing anything that's Aser, it's that when you plug it in, it's going to be Aser. So there is room to argue that when it comes to the fan, once it's plugged in, there's nothing that's malachto iser. So if you take a look in the first entry in the booklet, Rav Simcha Bunim Kwon starts off quoting Ramesh's tshuva. This is in the second paragraph, page 121 in Shabbos Kitchen. B'davar sh'on elektri v'chein pan shemuchub elektri b'chud aruch. And Rashi told him Shabbos b'ofen she'en locho she'inat kum makom chaburim. So he says, since it's directly connected to the electricity, so then it's melachto l'iser, it's fueled by iser, and therefore it's going to have a din of Kli Shemalachto L'Isser. However, if you take a look at the next page, Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Tshuvas, in Tinyana, Simin Tes, he actually thought that there was a lot of room to be makel, and to consider a fan not a Kli Shemalachto L'Isser, but rather a Kli Shemalachto L'Heter, and then it could be even moved in a case of a concern of Hesed. Hein Amnam, about 10 lines in to page Ayin Hei, of the Madura Tinyana, Simin Tes, the Bishasha Ma'aver lo Mechubar Mechashmal, Shapir Choshev Kam Lachto L'Isser, Kivin She'om L'Chibar Mezer M'Sha'asa L'Asol So B'Shavas, Vino Kishon, She'omed Melechas, the Choshev Motza, Mikol Mokom La'achar, Shu Kvar Mechubar, Eina Omed El Avir Mokom L'Mokom Shu Heter. He says, all you do is you attach it to electricity, and once it's attached to electricity, it has nothing to do with Isser. In contrast to the hammer, which its function is to do Isser. The fan, its function is not to do Isser. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman felt that a fan would have a din of Kli Shemalach Tal Heter. This is a collector's item. I had a mind to ask Rav Nevensal about this, and I forgot. In the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, in Perek Yud Gimel, Os Seif Lamed Hei, he says that it has a din of Kli Shemalachto L'Isser. So that's interesting, because Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Tshuvas did not say that. Rav Simcha Bunim Kwon develops conclusively that Rav Shlomo Zalman's Shita was Lahatir, and if I'm not mistaken, Rav Nevensal also says that it follows that psak of his Rebbe, that a fan could be considered Kli Shemalachto L'Heter. And therefore, that's a big heter. Most people out there automatically assume electricity is automatically Kli Shemalach Tal Iser. But Kli Shemalach Tal Iser means that when it's used generally for Iser. A fan is not generally used for Iser, and therefore there's a lot of room to say it's a Kli Shemalach Tal Leheter. Okay, that's Shirayim from last time. I put more Maramakomos for today in terms of the Hagdara Shem Kli. I figured since we're talking about being Magdir the fan, we discuss hagdaras of other things, but I decided we would leave the hagdaras of other things of mitzvah machmas gufo and mirtz Hashem for Thursday. So let's begin the sugya of tiltul begufo and tiltul min hatzad. The Gemara Mem Gimel Amabez has a discussion of meis hamutal bechama and how a meis hamutal bechama could be moved. Could a meis be mutal bechama be moved through moving it min hatzad, by pushing it along tangentially. Let's take a look and see how the Gemara describes that. Or is that also going to be usur? So the Gemara on Mem Gimel Amud Beis tells us the following. or Amar of Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Pchein Tan Shilim Mari, Meis Hamuto Bechama, Bon Shnei Bnei Adav Yoshem Betzido, Cham Lehem, Milimita Zu, Mevi Mita Vyoshev Lev, Zem Mevi Mita Vyoshev Lev, Cham Lehem Milimala, Mevi Machzel Sul Parsan, Zezokev Mitas Nishmat Vaholech, Zezokev Mitas Nishmat Vaholech, Venim Tzid Mechitza Asuya Mehelea, Itma, Meis Hamuto Bechama, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says that you're allowed to move the mace from one bed to the next. Rav Chanina Bar Shlema Mishmei Derav says something that we're more familiar with. That is, he doesn't allow you to take the bed and bring another bed along and turn the mace from one bed, roll it off from one bed onto the next. But rather, the only way you're allowed to do it is with Kikar Otinok, which we're going to discuss, Emir Tzah Hashem, down the line. What's this machlokas? So Gemara says, Mar Savar Tiltul Min Atzad, Shmei Tiltul, Umar Savar Lo Shmei Tiltul. So we have a machlokas whether Tiltul Min Atzad, that means that you're moving it tangentially. You're moving two things. You're moving a bed, and you're moving the mace. In such a case, is that considered Tiltul or not? How do we paskin? We paskin Tiltul Min Atzad is considered Tiltul. The halacha is that it's going to be Asur. The problem is that there are times that we seem to say that Tiltul Min Atzad is Mutter. For example, the Gemara on Kuf Chav Gimel Amid Aleph. The Gemara on Kuf Chav Gimel Amid Aleph describes Paga Shetimna. So Gemara says on Kuf Chav Gimel, Tar Rabbanon, Paga Shetimna B'tevim, V'charar Shetitmana B'chalogim, Im Gula Mitzasa Mutter L'Tatel, V'm Lav Aser L'Tatel. So halacha is that if you have a radish that is sitting submerged in the ground and there is dirt that is surrounding the radish, so then the halacha is one is allowed to remove that radish from the ground, even though you're incidentally, tangentially moving the dvar muktza. So here we have, at first glance, a contradiction in terms of Tiltul Min Atzad. On the one hand, we paskin Tiltul Min Atzad Shmei Tiltul, as you see in the Maskana, Amem Gimel Amem Beis. On the other hand, when it comes to pulling out the radish, the halacha is that one is allowed to pull out the radish. So the answer to that question lies in the formulation, as we're going to see in the Shulchan Aruch. And that is that Tiltul Min Atzad Shmei Tiltul, only if it's Letzorech Dovar Ha'aser. If you're moving, the item that you're moving is for the mukta itself. If you're doing Tiltul Min Atzad Letzorech Dovar Ha'aser, so then in such a case, it's Aser. Then you're not allowed to move it. And therefore, moving the niftar from one bed to the next is going to be Aser. However, when it comes to this radish is different. This radish, when you're pulling it out, it's true that there's dirt that's sitting on top of it, but nevertheless, it's Tiltul Min Atzad Letzorech Dovar Ha'Mutter. You're moving it for an item that is mutter. Let's take a look and see this codified in Shulchan Aruch. In Simin Shin Yud Aleph, Sif Ches, we're going to come back to Shin Ches shortly, says the Mechaber, Tiltul Min Atzad, Letzarech Tavra Mutter, Mutter. If you're moving something, we're going to use the term now tangentially. Actually, we're going to need a lot of different English words to describe different type of incidental type of movings. So over here, let's call it tangentially. You're tangentially moving the item. Letzarech davar mutter. So the radish was not attached to the ground. The radish, you're allowed to move. It happens to be that when you pull it out, there's going to be dirt that's going to be moved along. So then in such a case, it's mutter. Continues the Mechaber. Hilkach tznon shetam ba'aretz, umitzas olam megulim, v'lo hishrish, v'gam lo niskam nizriya, noto afu bisham tilasam beizah from mekom, v'afu bisham osif machmas leichus hakarkas. So why did the Mechaber, based on the Rishonim, introduce this idea of Letzarech Dovar Mutter? Because there's another Gemara. The other Gemara says that Tiltul Letzarech, Tiltul Min Atzad is Aser. So Tiltul Min Atzad is only going to be Mutter if it's Letzarech Dovar Ha Mutter. Oh. However, there's another halacha. We're going to discuss today two halachas. Tiltul Min Atzad, that we've concluded is Mutter Letzarech Dovar Mutter, and then there's Tiltul Megufa. So continues the Mechaber, v'tiltul begufo, but if you're metaltul your guf, afilu letzarech davar aser, even if you're only moving the davar aser, then mutter. Okay, so this has to be 100% clear, Rabbosai. I remember the first time I learned this, I ran through this too quickly. So let's just make sure we have it clear. Would it be helpful for anybody if I write on the board? Might be helpful. Okay. This is like practice. Nisr v'heter, I write on the board all the time. For some reason, Hilchos Shabbos, generally there aren't as many klalim. So, but this is a good example, something to write on the board. Okay, so we have tiltul stand for min atzad. So then it depends. Litzorech dvar asur. So then the halacha is asur. However, when it comes to tiltul begufo, which means that you're pushing something, we're going to have an example of someone who is moving straw with his body. So then, tiltul begufo. So then, the halacha is that's mutter. So clearly, the halacha differentiates between tiltul min atzad and tiltul begufo. Okay. So that is the psak over here. And what we're going to need to discuss is how and why we got to this psak, and also understand the mechanics behind this halacha. So let's take a look at the Tur Beis Yosef. Let's take a look immediately at the Beis Yosef. Over there, in Shin Yud Aleph Ches. Okay. So the Beis Yosef begins. Amrina Gabi Meis. We learn in regards to Meis. The Total Minatzat Shmei Total. Hikshu Tosas on Mem Gimel Mabez Varifir Rosh Mikama Duchti Dashkan Tiltum Atzad Lo Shmei Tiltum Vitirtsu, and they answer the Trei Gavni Tiltum Atzad Ninu. So the Beis Yosef right now is a Chazara. Beis Yosef says that there is a chiluk between the Tiltum Atzad Mem Gimel and the Tiltum Atzad of the radish. The Kol Sheikur Tiltum Shum Dvar Mutter Vdar Mutter Shum Tatal El Sheyef Shalot Tatal Osa Dvar Mutter El Kini Tatal Imo Dvar Oser Bekai Gavni Shari. If you're doing it incidentally, you're moving the dvar muktzah, but your motivation is the dvar heter, so that's mutter. Aval kishi ikur tiltul b'shul dvar asur, like the case of the body, he's moving the body with the intention to move it from one place to the next, then it's going to be asur. Oh, so then after we have that was just we just spelled out tiltul min atzad l'sarot over asur is asur, and of course just spell it right out. Litzarif davra mutter is that's going to be mutter. Litzarif davra mutter, that's going to be mutter. Now we get into tiltul begufa when we discuss the kasha of the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah continuing on in the Beis Yosef. Continues the Beis Yosef, the kasha of Rosh, Sherabbeinu Yonah hiksha alzeh, midin shal mita shemenaneo begufo. On Kuf Mem Aleph, we learn that the halacha is that a person is allowed to lay on a bed with straw. Vareisham, dilakash shu mukza, hu tsarach latoto. He's laying down on kash, which is mukza. Vishairina lay the tautal begufo, and we allow it. Mishum David tiltul min atzad kedisa begemara. Now the Gemara is very confusing because the Gemara says that it's mutter because of tiltul min atzad. Now, if we're going to take every word in the Gemara literally, then we're really going to get stuck because vamevin yavin. This is tiltul min atzad letzarech davar haasur. Yet the halacha is that it's mutter to lay down on top of the straw. Now this question, before we go on, no Jew will be left behind. This question is a critical, critical question. In other words, almost everything we're going to discuss for the next 45 minutes is all going to be connected to this talif. Number one, that we need to differentiate between tiltul min atzad, tsarach davar mutter, tsarach davar asur. And then we have another Gemara that seems to create a contradiction in the teretz that we had given to differentiate between tzarach davar asur tzarach mutter, and that is the din of kash. Then when it comes to kash, the halacha is that you're allowed to lie down. So you're lying down on the kash and you're moving the kash. So that is not like simply the radish, where you're moving the radish and there's an incidental moving of the dirt. Rather, what's happening is you're laying down directly on the the straw and you're moving the straw. So here we're going to have two terutzim from the Rishonim. The teretz of the Rosh and the teretz of the Ran. The Rosh's teretz is going to become halacha lemaisa. The Ran is going to be echum. So let's take a look. Says the Beis Yosef, because of a Rosh, the loy kasha. The hasam aftiltul ein kan. Sharei ein metaltul biyadoi ela begufoi kila achar yad. Hence we get introduced to the green. In other words, the Rosh comes along and says, there's a new category. Even though Litzarach Davar Aser is Aser, if it's Tilto Begufo, if he's doing it with his body, so then in such a case it's Mutter. So the Rosh is the source of what we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, that the Rosh says that even though Tilto Min Hatzad, Litzarach Davar Aser, for example, moving a dead body is going to be Aser if you're moving it for the goal of moving the body. And the only time it's mutter to do tiltum min atzad is when you're incidentally moving the dirt. Nevertheless, even if you're directly moving the muksa, it's mutter in its tiltum begufa. And that's what we saw, exactly what we saw in Shulchan Aruch. And this is going to be halacha lemaisa, that there are going to be two gradations of indirect moving a muksa. One's going to be tiltum min atzad, the other is going to be tiltum begufa. The Ran gives another teretz. Varan teretz hasam dasam nami inu taltos aknash mipneishet sarach lo el mipneishet sarach lemita. He says no, that's called tiltul min atzad litzarech davar hamutter, because you're not moving the kash for the kash. You're moving the kash because you want to get in the bed. The efshelo below. By the way, what type of beds do they have? They didn't have beds. What did they do? They basically slept in straw. So what you would do is, you would sort of fall into the straw, and the straw would surround you. So, the efshelo below tiltul akash. He's not interested in being metaltul lakash. Kivin lo metaltul behedya elakacha yad shari. He needs the mita. He doesn't want the kash per se. So this is, maybe they had a mita too. They had the mita, which had kasha on top. But at the end of the day, just moving it around, that the Ran says, falls into the category of tiltul min atzad, litzarech davar hamutter. So if we're putting up the sheet of the Ran would disagree with this whole formulation. It's nothing called tiltul begufo that's mutter, even litzarech davar ha'aser. That's all going to be the shita of the Rosh. This is all the Rosh. The Ran would not disagree with that position. The Ran says that I could formulate the case of the straw as being total menatzad letzorech davar hamotur. Kaftor v'ferach. Okay. This is the basic machlokas rishonim. So many shaylos in Hilchos Mutza are going to revolve around this machlokas. Let's take a look and see how it appears in the poskim in its first stage. If you're learning Keseder, that's how we've been learning. Let's take a look and see how it appears in Shin Ches. In Shin Ches, we have a reference of the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram in Shin Ches, Siv Katan Zayin. Halfway, it's a short Magen Avram. The second half of the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram shtels tzu this diyun to a Gemara in Kufchav Zayin. And the Levush Esrat and the Prima Gadim and so on point out that Shin Ches, Sifkat and Zayin Magen Avram is going to be, and the Mishnah Berurah makes reference to it by us as well, is going to be the petach of the sugya of Tiltul Min Atzad and its discussion, the poskim early on in Hilchos Mutzah. So says the Magen Avram, Isa b'Shabbos daf Kufchav Zayin, Shemutter l'taltel Mutzah b'raglov, Derech hilucho. The Gemara seems to say that you're allowed to move muktzah with your legs when you're walking. V'kach kosov b'milchamos sham. And that's the shita, also the Ramban, in the Milchamos. So what's going on? So let's take a look at that Gemara, on Kufchav Zayin. The Gemara is talking about if you have fruits that are muktzah, they're still tevel, and walking through a storage house that has the fruits. So the Gemara says on the top of Kufchav Zayin Amud Aleph, five lines from the top, Tan Rabbanan ein maschilin bo tzeh tchila, avo osa bo shvil, kedei shi yikanes v'yaytzei. You're allowed to make a shvil, even though the fruits there are mukza, going in and out. Zok deheliger Rashi, three lines on the top, biragloi, says Rashi, mefane biragloi, he's allowed to walk, clear away with his feet, lekan lekan derech helichosai, deloi ave tiltal. It's not considered tiltal. So, there's a big discussion over there about exactly how the Rif codifies the Gemara. The Baal Amor Kedarko B'Kodesh says that the Rif is saying too much and then saying too little, and his psukim are all mixed up, and the Baal Amor goes to town on the Rif. The Ramban, in defending the Rif against the Baal Amor, the Ramban says the following line. He says, this Gemara, it was right that the Rif quoted, because there's a big chiddush in this Gemara. He basically repeats what Rashi says, and says that this is lahalacha, and that's what the Rif meant when the Rif quoted this Gemara. And he says, when the Rif quoted this Gemara, he meant to teach us the halacha, that if you're, as the Magen Avraham quotes, if you're metaltel biraglayim, in such a case, it's going to be mutter. Oh. So here we have the Magen Avraham taking this din of tiltel begufa, that bepashtus is letzarech dovara aser, and he's applying it to using your legs. Zok the levushei srad, comes along levushei srad, take a look, that the Magen Avraham concludes, take a look at what I wrote in Shin Hei Sif Yud Ches. What did I write in Shin Hei Sif Yud Ches? Take a look at levushei srad. Ratzel omar, Desham b'magen Avram sifkat and tes hevi din tiltol al yidei gufo shelo biyadav de laharan dino kishar tiltol minatzad, that according to the Ran it's like every tiltol minatzad avol l'shar poskim svirle de adav mishar tiltol minatzad, but other poskim hold it's not tiltol minatzad. In other words, the Ran says that tiltol minatzad is only mutter letzorech davar hamutter. And therefore, he says the same would apply with using your feet and using the cat, moving the cash. And therefore, the Ran would have a problem with that Gemara over there. That Gemara that says a tiltul min atzad, that you're walking with your feet through the warehouse in order to move the muktzah along. Avol Ashar poskim, what the Magen Avraham means to say, says Lulushay Srad, is that all the other poskim hold, the adif mishar tiltul min atzad, it's better. Ulididu shari lasu shvil afil tzarech hamukza, even though you're doing it with tzarech hamukza, but nevertheless, the halach is that's going to be mutter because it's tiltul bigufo. Gishmak, take a look at the Prima Gadim, Sivkatan Zayin, halfway through or three quarters of the way through, Umashikasav. And that he says that the Ran, when he brings down that Gemara, does not learn, the Ran on that sugya, does not learn like the Ramban. And the Ran says that the Braisa was not being brought to tell us the Chiddush that Tiltul Begufo is Mutter. But rather, it was being done for an entirely different reason. That gets involved in the Cheshbon that I told you about the Baal Amor and the Rif. Why? Because the Ran can't learn like the Ramban. The Ramban had learned that we have over here a new heter called Tiltul Begufo Tzarech Davar Aser. The Ran doesn't hold of that new category of Tiltul Begufo Tzarech Davar Aser. And therefore, the Ran will not learn the sugya like the Ramban, and that's what the Prima Gadim pointed out. Beautiful. So what emerges is we have the shita of the Ran that all you have is a heter of tiltul min atzad that is done with tzarech davar hamutter. The Ran will never, every single time you're going to see, you have in Shin Hei Yud Ches. Oh, we can see, there's even more. Take a look in Shin Hei Yud Ches. The Magen Avraham quotes the Ran again over there that does not learn. Here, let's take a look. It could be my Shulchan Aruch doesn't go that. I forgot to bring my first volume. So you take a look, Ayin Sham in Shin Hei Yud Ches. You know what? Can I borrow some of the Shulchan Aruch? Thank you very much. I just want to do the Cheshbon with you. I have a Cheshbon that the Ran and the Rush is Lishitaso in three different places. That the Magen Avraham in Shin Hei Yud Ches.
how your number is good over here.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not the same. It's not the same numbering. Right. Yeah. It's Shin He Yudches and Shulchan Aruch. It's Machnes Rosho.
Yeah. So in Shin He Yudches and the Shulchan Aruch, it discusses what happens if you have muktzah on an animal on Shabbos, and you need to be mefarek the ol on the behema. So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Umitam ze parkin masui shaleh ketzad osa machnis rosho tachas hamasui." He's allowed to headbutt it. He's allowed to headbutt the muktzah. That's what the Shulchan Aruch describes. "Umesalkel tzad acher v'hu nofel me'elav." Says the Magen Avraham. The Ran says the heter is tsar balei chayim. But says the Magen Avraham, what I think is the heter is called the heter of tiltul begufo. So we have a machlokis, if you will, in three different instances between, we'll put the Magen Avraham already going with the Ramban, against the Ran, that the Ran holds that there's no heter called tiltul begufo. The only thing that you have is tiltul min atzad, then it's only mutter tzarf davra mutter. But the Magen Avraham quotes A, the Ramban, that says that's mutter. B, he says that we have the case of kash. There the halacha is that's going to be mutter because you're moving it begufa. The Ran l'shitaso we saw gave a different answer. The Ran l'shitaso there said that the heter is tiltul min atzad l'tzarf davar hamutter. And then again, when we have in Shin Hei, Sif Yud Ches, whether there's a heter called headbutting, so the Magen Avraham says, yes, there is, because the Magen Avraham earlier paskin like the Ramban versus the Ran. He points out that the Ran Lashitaso does not hold that way. So we have two different worlds. Halacha Lamaisa, we follow the Rush. All of the subsequent discussion that we're going to have is going to be following Shitas HaRosh, but it starts with these three different Gemaras that we had, the Gemara by the Tznon, the Gemara by the Mace, and the Gemara by the Shvil, and how you deal with those three Gemaras is where we've gotten to up until now. Okay, great. Now, let's see how the Shulchan Aruch develops this idea, the Mishnah Berurah, develops this idea. So we have, of course, the Mishnah Berurah follows the Magen Avraham, mamish, in every way. So what the Mishnah Berurah does over here is he also has, if the Magen Avraham did a throwaway line about tiltul v'gufo, so the Mishnah Berurah is going to give you a throwaway line tiltul v'gufo, even though tiltul v'gufo only appears in Shin Yud Aleph. But if the Magen Avraham did it in Shin Ches, so the Mishnah Berurah also does in the beginning of Shin Ches. That's my theory. You can take it or leave it. But either way, take a look at the end of Sif Katan Yud Gimel in the Mishnah Berurah. He says as follows. End of Sif Katan Yud Gimel. Isa b'simin shin yudal Sif Ches. V'amevin yavin, the Mishnah Berurah presents the halacha in a easier way to understand than the Magen Avraham. He's saying the same halacha, but he says in a clearer way. Isa b'shin yud alef yud ches, the tiltul muktzah begufa, afil tzarech davar muktzah mutter. We learned that if you're moving the kash, letzarech davar mutter, it's mutter. Dezeh lo nikra tiltul klal. It's not even called tiltul. That's the lamdasha formulation. It's not called tiltul. In contrast to the din of tiltul min atzad, this is not called tiltul at all. Ulefizeh, emunach ezeh davar muktzah ala aretz, it's permissible to kick the muktzah with your leg in order that, in a case of where, it shouldn't come lidei hefsid. So it's interesting to note that the Mishnah Berurah over here is only makel as a dechuya, not a hutra ad asof. He's saying to prevent for hefsid, it's going to be mutter, but not in all instances is it mutter. So let's jump to the bottom line as far as that's concerned. If you take a look in, I photocopied for you the deer shoe. I hope should be a deer shoe in the booklet. Yeah, towards the beginning. After the Mishnah Berurah, I photocopied the Mishnah Berurah for Rav Neman Sal. We'll get to that shortly. But if you take a look, what number is it in the Dirshu? I think it's 20. In number 20, the Dirshu points out that you have to say va'afal pisha kasa shatilta begufay and tilta klal mikol makom lohikol bazeh makom shein hefsid. It's not that it's entirely mutter. The Mishnah Berurah said it's only mutter where there isn't a hefsid. So Rav Ozner explains that you don't have a heter that's not considered a tiltal, not at all, except if it's derech hilucho. And we see that in the Ber Halacha that says if you find a wallet, he says if you're afraid someone's going to come and take the money, so then in such a case you're allowed to kick it. Mashma, that otherwise it's going to be aser. Also, another example of that, b'makom tzorech, it's going to be mutter, is in a Sharet Zion in Shin Lamed Zayin, Sif Katan Zayin. There the Sharet Zion discusses sweeping on Shabbos. And there he says, if you're sweeping on Shabbos and you're incidentally moving also dirt, so he says, since it's Letzorech Shabbos, so then in such a case, it's mutter. So in general, the heter that's given both in instances of tiltul begufa as well as tiltul min atzad is in cases of bidyevet. Bidyevet, if it's a shas hadchak, so then in such a case we're going to be matir. And finally, he concludes with a Ramesha in the Tshuva. So that says, "Shemakom shein adavar nachutz also taltal muktza begufa." So if it's not necessary, then total begufa is still going to be usher. So this whole heter, even though the Mishnah Berurah's lashon was that's not considered total at all, seems to be that's only in a case of bidyevet. This is also found. This heter is also clearly found in the Chayei Adam. Let's take a look, and we could really read the Chayei Adam well now. That the Chayei Adam in the booklet as well, in Samach Zayin Yud Dalet, he says, "Im ein tzarach etaltal b'idayim klal el begufay beraglav afil b'shvil dvar motor dezelo nikra afil tiltal min atzad." So clearly, he formulates like we saw that tiltal begufay is even less than tiltal min atzad. Ulefi zek kishener chelav ukiyotze b'munach al aretz muter ledoch for beraglav. You'd be allowed to kick muktzah with your foot. V'yesh osrim, some who are osrim. Who is this v'yesh osrim? This yesh osrim is the Ran. It's the Ran. That's what the Chayei Adam is referring to. And I put in the Maram Kamos also the Shulchan Aruch Harav. The same would apply. Okay. There are many heterim that l'chura would emerge from this heter. As we saw, if there is a muktzah item on the floor, you're allowed to kick it. If it's a davar nachutz, if it's any type of hefsid that's involved, even mechamel etzel, in such a case, it would be mutter. However, the Chazon Ish paskened against this halacha entirely. The Chazon Ish has an entirely different way of reading the whole sugya from the beginning to the end. So, in my house, if there's a dvar muktzah on the floor and there's a tzorach, my wife a couple times asked me if she's allowed to kick it, so I told her it's a machlokas. Chazon Ish and the Mishnah Berurah. So before she kicks it, she says, "We follow the Mishnah Berurah," and then she kicks it. She asked me. I said, "You could follow the Mishnah Berurah." In terms of lamdus, the Chazon Ish though has a lot to say about the sugya, and this machlokas is such a deep machlokas, as well as such a lemaisa machlokas. It's so beautiful. It starts from these complicated gemaras, and the Mishnah Berurah ended up in one place, and the Chazon Ish goes to town on a bunch of the heterim of the Mishnah Berurah. We're going to see even more heterim, some of them that we didn't mention yet in terms of tiltul min atzad, and then we will, b'siyata d'shmaya, try to defend the Mishnah Berurah from the Chazon Ish's very, very strong objections. So let's do a little bit differently than what we normally do. Let's go through the whole Chazon Ish. Let's go. It's a little bit long. The Chazon Ish has three paragraphs, but let's go through it inside because It's really, really beautiful. And so practical. And we need to really understand what the Chazon Ish Shita is to defend the Mishnah Berurah against the from the Chazon Ish. So Siv Katan Yud Beis. In Mem Zayin Yud Beis. Rosh Perik Gimel Deshabbos Simin Yud Tes V'hikshal Zeh Ha'ri V'lo Kasha. The Hasam Av Tilt Lein Kan Avol B'Kash Einu Metalta El B'Gufa. So the Rosh says you have a heter of Tilt El B'Gufa. So the Chazon Ish right off the bat in his Agdara the Rosh will tear apart the Mishnah Berurah's usage. By the way, it's not just the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is just going big fe Amag Avram. He's going to go to town on how the Mag Avram read the Rosh. Again, the Mag Avram claimed also the Ramban is going to be like that Shita and others. But let's take a look. The Ein Kavonas Harosh Lichalek Bein Tiltul Biyad Tiltul Beguf says the Chazon Ish. This whole category, as the Chazon Ish would not have been happy with this category, just saying tiltul begufa is mutter. If you use your foot, automatically it's mutter. Really? It's losing your foot, moving your foot, being metalta with your foot is mutter. Show me a Gemara, show me a Rishon, says the Chazon Ish, that says that moving begufa is mutter. You just misread the Magen Avraham, just simply misread the Rosh, says the Chazon Ish. The Ein Kavanas Rosh Lechalik bin tiltul biyad tiltul beguf. Dichihechi de betiltul gomor. Ein chiluk im metaltel biyado b'shar b'varav ukeda amar b'gemara kuf yud beis the asal taltel haminal al gabe raglo. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to be metaltel a broken shoe on your foot. You're not allowed to wear a shoe on your foot. That's muktza. Hachanami l'inyan taltel minatzad. So too ein lechalik bin yad l'shar ever. There's going to be no difference. Even tiltul min atzad l'tzarech davar hamutter. It's not that you're allowed to move it directly. Ella kavanas harosh, but rather, how did the Rosh learn? She'ein inyan shchiv al hakash, shein tiltul hakash. The Rosh was not saying that there's a magical heter called tiltul megufa, but laying on the straw is not called moving the straw. Ella shein tashmish hashchiva. What he's doing is laying down. Hilkoch afim kavonas hashoychev l'nar sakash. Even though, of course, he knows, it's a psikresha that he's going to move it. He knows that. Mutter. Shu dover nimshach mipulas hashchiva. The best word that I could think of in the Chazon Ish, remember beforehand I was using the word tangential? Now I will use a new English word. Incidental. The Chazon Ish says that you are incidentally moving the kash. That's the heter of the Rosh. But what happens if you walk up to the muktzah and you say, we follow the Mishnah Berurah, and you cook them and you kick the muktzah? So then, of course, the Chazon Ish says, that's a chucha v'tluah, that's a joke. That's a joke. That's pure tiltul. That's pure tiltul. Because when it comes to the minol, there you cook, kicking the minol is also carrying the minols with your foot. But moving it directly, of course, is going to be usher. The heter of the Rosh is incidental movement. When it came to the mace b'mita, you're being metalto both the mita and the mace. So that's going to be usher. Comes along the Rosh, and the Rosh says when it's incidental, then it's going to be mutter. Oh, let's go back to Shin Yud Aleph Ches. Let's go back to the case of the radish, on Kuf Chaf Gimel. What was going on over there? That was also incidental movement. That wasn't direct movement. Says the Chazon Ish, the whole discussion of Tiltul Min Atzad and Tiltul Begufo, all of it is incidental movement of Muktzah. Wow, what a chumrah. Because what emerges is, then according to the Chazon Ish, the only heter we have of Tiltul Min Atzad and Tzarech Tavar HaMutter is incidental. And the only heter of tiltul begufo, the tzarech davar aser, is incidental. And therefore, the Chazon Ish goes to town against another Mishnah Berurah, which is quoting a Magen Avraham. What's that Mishnah Berurah? That Mishnah Berurah is cleaning off the table. These things have so many implications. Shin Ches, Rabosai, Sifkaton Kuf Tes Vav. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Emir Tzashem, I hope you'll see the Shulchan Aruch inside. over there in Sifkat Sifchav Zayin, but we're going to jump straight to the Mishnah Berurah's application from the Magen Avraham. V'adin imavirim al yedei davar acher. If you have leftover muktzah on the table, how do you have leftover muktzah on the table? Peels that become muktzah. We're going to need to discuss when do peels become muktzah. But it's muktzah that's on the table. You're allowed to take, says the Mishnah Berurah, based on the Magen Avraham. No coincidence, that's the Magen Avraham again. You're allowed to take a knife and drag it along. Does that mitkri total minatzav? It's called total minatzav. You're not moving it directly. You want to get off the muktzah from the table, so it's for the table. You want to clean the table. Says the Mishnah Berurah mutter. Comes along the Chazon Ish Sifkat and Yudalid. He says everything I'm saying is against a bunch of Magen Avrams. The calls there to Sifkat and Yudalid the Chazon Ish. You know what? Let's do Yugimel. Ulfiya Amr, I said we do quite a bit, so let's do it. Ulfiya Amr, says the Chazon Ish, ain't at their cloud. Letalto muktza b'tchifas harega. Letzarecha muktza afudasa rush. So first of all, he says, you don't have a heter simply kicking along the muktza according to Rush. Udeloka Mishnah Berurah shinches yugimel. And that's against the Mishnah Berurah that we read. V'kol shikain shemidivei Ramban v'rash v'ritva v'ran iser mevur. He says it's beforeish, even though the Magen Avraham said the Ramban was not that way. Okay, that's why I have to learn the Sugya B'Iyun to figure out where do all the Rishonim fall. Yudalid, continues the Chazon Ish, the call zed lo k'Magen Avraham, udvarav einam uvarimli. This Magen Avraham that says that you're allowed to move the knife to clean off the table, to tiltum in atzal, to tzarech mekomo levur behedya, to tzarech mekomo mitaltlin v'odem lov, miu kol zed mitaltl davar amutim asal, the tiltul davar asal l'chut. He says, what was the case of the radish? The radish was, you're moving the radish, and you're incidentally moving the Dvar Muktzah. But over here, when you're taking the knife and you're pushing along the Dvar Muktzah, Pashut, says the Chazon Ish, that's going to be Osir. Ad Hayoyim Hazeh. This Machlokis rages in the world of Torah, and if you have the guts, you could say, we follow the Mishnah Berurah, and Zehu, we follow the Mishnah Berurah, and it's going to be mutter. But according to the Chazon Ish, so many of these things are going to be aser. The only heter of both Tiltum and Atzah, Tiltum and Gufo, is incidental. Because the Chazon Ish says, there's no example in all of Shas, in all the Rishonim, of direct movement, even though the Mishnah Berurah keeps on quoting Magen Avrams that say this. Okay, yeah, Yitz.
There's two questions, mm-hmm. Basically the same question. Does the Chazon Ish think that the Shulchan Aruch is wrong also?
Yeah, no. He says he fits into the Shulchan Aruch beautifully. Because why? The Shulchan Aruch just said, Tiltum min atzal tarach davar amutter. What was his case? This case in the Shulchan Aruch? It's pulling out the radish.
When the Shulchan Aruch said, Begufo.
And so Begufo, he says, is only the heter of the straw, where it's incidental movement, but not direct movement. Now let's go back to Shulchan Aruch. You're asking a good question. Let's go back to Shulchan Aruch. Chazish is no. He's not going to notice. He didn't even concede a single Rishon. Forget about Shulchan Aruch. Chazish didn't even concede a single Rishon to the Mishnah Berurah. That's what makes this machlokas so dramatic. He says, let's go back to Sifches. Your question. V'tiltul begufo afil tzarach davaros emuter. Says the Chazon Ish, that total begufa means incidental moving begufa. Now, I think Yitz is making a good point. Pashup shat in Shulchan Aruch sounds like a carte blanche heter, total begufa. So you could argue that the pashtus is like the mess. Right, but hilchah kash. But then he says hilchah kash. So Chazon Ish is going to say he gave an example kash. That's the example total begufa that's mutter, but everything else is going to be aser.
Same question, so that he thinks that the Ran would say incidental.
Oh, very, very good. Okay. I'm sorry I'm interrupting you, but I'm being Mekayim. Lahavdil, did I tell you this? Or Rav Branchfield said he once, Rav Soloveitchik was developing a tremendous chiddush in Shir. So he blurted out what he was getting at, and he said the Rav almost slammed him over the head. Rav Branchfield, in the famous picture, he's sitting right in the front next to Rabbi Blau. So he said the Rav almost slammed him over the head. So yeah, that, I wanted to make your point. Thank you. So very, very good yitz. L'chura, the Ran was the bar plugsa of the, not l'chura. The Ran is the bar plugsa of the Rush. The Ran was the one who said a total begufa was always aser. I thought that the Chazon Ish's formulation is almost exactly the formulation of the Ran himself, who we clearly don't pass him like. So what I'm going to develop in the next 2 minutes is that there are very strong rayas for the Chazon Ish, but there are also strong rayas against the Chazon Ish. The strong raya against the Chazon Ish is Yitz's point. Take a look again at the language of the Chazon Ish in the beginning of Yud Beis. He said, Ela kavanas harash, she'einin in shchiva al akash, she'in tiltu akash, el she'in tashmish ha-shchiva. He says the Rosh's kavana was that you're not being metaltel, you're not being metaltel anything begufo, it's just incidental movement. If you look back at the Ran, who we clearly don't paskin like, you have to go back to Cheshbon, why we don't paskin that I can't spell out again. But the Ran's lashon was, Dahasam nami einu metaltel as akash v'meishet tzarech lo, el v'meishet tzarech lemita v'yev shalom tiltel v'akash. The Ran's own answer sounds to be the idea of incidental movement. Which means that the Rosh, who doesn't give the Ran's answer, holds that direct movement is mutter. I just realized it this year, Yitz. It took you, you got to this point faster. But that was my chiddush for this year, is that L'chura, the Chazon Ish's pshat, works like the, seems to be very close to what the Ran himself says, which is actually a kasha on the Chazon Ish, because he's being masbir, the Rosh, who disagrees. Good. What are the rayas that are on the Chazon Ish's side? I alluded to them. On the other hand, the Chazon Ish has a very strong point that the Magen Avraham took a heter of Tiltul Begufo and he expanded it in a way that we would have not expected it to go at all. In other words, or maybe expect is too strong a word, in a way that's not mentioned at all in Gemara Rishonim. That's the beauty of this Chazon Ish. The beauty of this Chazon Ish is he says, wait a second, all the cases that the Mishnah Berurah is using, where he's extending the idea of Tiltul Begufo, have absolutely no Makar in Gemara Rishonim. So, something is Asur until proven Mutter, if you're being Metalta, right? You know, we don't make new things Asur. But we're talking about being Metalta, something that's Asur. You got to show me in the Gemara Rishonim that's Mutter. So says the Chazon Ish, everything is built on the Rosh, and the Rosh never says, or he never says direct movement is Mutter. So that, I think, is a strong raya on his end. On the other hand, you could point out that really the Chazon Ish's Hesber is very, very close to the Ran's Hesber, and I'll leave it for the Talmidim to be mefalbel about that. But there is a amazing defense. Yes, yes, I'll take questions. Ravelli, go ahead.
Yeah, so incidental doesn't mean by accident, right?
No, does not mean by accident.
So
correct.
Is it such a program we need to get around it? If I want to lift a dead body, I can do something else. My kavana is to move, and then simply incidentally move the body as well.
Correct.
It doesn't use so anti haramas that you can't use it ever. Maybe it can be so easy.
By the way, we had a chazan show against harama when it came to shechita, right?
The sugar.
Yeah,
That's what I'm saying, but.
The devil's in the details. Give me a tzir that we could really play with.
So you want to move. Pen.
Okay.
So what you do is you slide something next to it and then you move both together.
You move both of them together. You slide something next to it and you move both of them together. And let's say you do Tiltul Min Atzad. So then in such a case, then the Chazon Ish
would... So you can bundle anything together.
Yeah, fine. But the problem is that the Magen Avraham went even further than that. That's the problem. It's not a harama because...
He's saying with the body part.
Right.
But this is just saying as long as you... Meaning nothing immobile, that's my point.
So you've... I think you came up with a creative heter. I can't think of a problem. But neither according to Mishabur nor according to Chazon Ish. If you're moving both, then it seems to be that you came up with a creative heter. But that wouldn't be... That would be great according to everybody. Yes?
I'm not sure I understand the question on the Chazon Ish from the Ran, because he says with Beirish that they're not having machlokas. He responds to that.
No, but the Ran himself, according to Beis Yosef, differentiated. The Ran does not differentiate between Tiltul Begufo and Tiltul Menatzad. The Tiltul Begufo is usher, even is usher. The Tiltul Begufo is mutter even without the Rasa, but Tiltul Menatzad is not.
The Chazanish should agree to that.
Yeah. But the problem is that the formulation, then why the Beis Yosef set up the machlokas between the Rasha and the Ran?
Right, so his question, I mean, that's just pushing the question one step further back, meaning it's saying that it's not wrong, it's not wrong.
The Beis Yosef didn't learn this way. Okay.
The Chazanish is
right.
Saying that.
So I'm saying, thank you for refining. I'm saying, what Yitz and I are asking is that the Beis Yosef is mefurish against the Chazanish.
Right. So the Chazanish has a different Havana in the Sugya than
correct.
The Beis Yosef.
Correct.
In addition to the
correct. Havana. Correct. Now, in the world of Halacha, when you're against the Beis Yosef, that's.
Right.
I mean, particularly, let me. The Chazanish has all the right, and I mean the Chazanish. There are lines from that the Chazanish is like a Rishon and could disagree with the Beis Yosef. But what I realized this time around is this is the first time I found a strong hechreach for the Mishnah Berurah's position in the Rishon. In other words, we have a Beis Yosef that does not learn that way. That, in contrast to the Chazanish, up until today, for me, did not have the upper hand. The Mishnah Berurah did not have the upper hand at all, because Chazanish's taina, show me a case where it's mutter to do, is a very, very strong taina. So now at least we find that the Beis Yosef does support such an approach. That's significant. Okay.
Sorry, can I ask one?
Sure, absolutely.
On the Chazanish's raya, that minnow, the rago is a problem,
yes.
It doesn't seem like a raya, because minnow, the yado would be del raisa, and minnow, the rago is only the rabana.
Okay.
So those two aren't equatable. So then you can't then say, oh, so then when it comes to tiltul, they should.
Well, you're referring to the Gemara over there? That the Gemara differentiates between biyado and baraklo?
Biyado, meaning if you're talking about metals, I assume there it's talking about mukta tiltul, no?
No, there it's talking about mukta also.
Tiltul gummer? What is that?
Yeah, a broken sandal. It's a broken sandal that's mukta.
Yeah.
So being metaltal it is going to be aser.
What's he contrasting?
So he says, we see that when you're moving it directly,
yeah.
It's aser. So it's a kasha on the rush. Must be that the rush doesn't mean that you're moving it directly. It's just incidental moving.
Oh, so he's not saying like, oh, just like you see in this case, so also in this case. He's saying you have a clear pasha riot.
Exactly.
So what is the mission? There's
no. So Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach.
Okay.
Baruch Hashem. Yeah. Yes. Well, we're going to get to that. Adi. Good. Ellie.
Conceptually, I just wanted to understand, how is it that sometimes chesed or chesed kiss is the reason to be machmer instead of the reason to be megel?
That's a meta question. That's a good question. Now, what Ravelli is asking is what propelled... I shouldn't put words in your mouth. But the way I would like to ask your question is what propelled the Mishnah Berurah to introduce this idea of chesed if... the formulation was that it's not considered tiltul at all. If it's not considered tiltul at all, so then why in the world would you bring that in? And then you have another meta question, and when do you bring in the rules of hefsid? The second meta question, Rav Schefter famously addresses from Rav Soloveitchik, that the when it comes to hefsid, the reason we're matter in case of hefsid is me'ikur d'dina, we pass in like the lenient opinion, but we're choshesh for the more stringent opinion. So then, b'makom hefsid, we're going to be mekel. That's how Soloveitchik explained that. Did but here, that's why I preferred my first formulation question. Why over here, if it's not even total at all, does it fall into that category?
What I'm asking though is hefsid is synonymous basically with chesed kiss, and chesed kiss is the reason we're machmir. So I think most of it is chesed kiss.
Right.
That would be making
it. Right. So that is not a kasha, because when it comes to chesed kiss. So there, that's defining the chayfetz. The chayfetz itself, you're not metaltal it normally. So since you're not metaltal normally, you're not allowed to be metaltal the Shabbos. That's a din of chesed and kiss. Here, there are times that we're makel by muktzah, just like by muktzah we're makel b'makom hezek. So too, there are times that we're makel b'makom hesed, either because of Soloveitchik's explaining the chatzilu b'dievet, or for some other explanation. Good. Comes along, Rav Shlomo Zalman comes along. In the only thing that Rav Shlomo Zalman ever wrote in the first edition of the Shmir Shabbos Kilfasa. And that is in the back of the first edition aside from writing an Askama, he wrote a Ha'ara. The only thing that we have in Shmir Shabbos, until the third volume came out, but the only thing that Shlomo Zalman ever wrote was a Ha'ara. I hope it's in your booklet. You have it there?
Yeah.
Baruch Hashem. So, yeah. So in that Ha'ara, Shlomo Zalman, as Yehuda said, it's a very Chazonish's kasha from Minol. At first glance, is a very, very strong kasha. So Shlomo Zalman gives a beautiful answer, and this sets out the final lamdasha lines in the machlokas between Mishabura and Chazonish. And these mamish nahara nahara upashtei. Maybe you'll be sympathetic to my reaction to my wife when she asks whether you're allowed to. It's like these are two beautiful shitas over here. How can you be machriya in such a in such a machlokas? So Shlomo Zalman defends the Mishnah Berurah beautifully. He says the raya from the shoe is that in the case of the shoe, the normal way to be metaltel that muktza is by wearing it because it's a shoe. So the heter of the rush is a heter, and you take a look at the rush uses those words, is the heter of kil'achar yad. That becomes a question. Why is it all of a sudden mutter? But tiltul begufo is a heter of kilachar yad. And that is the nature of all of the heterim that the Chazon Ish objected to in the Mishnah Berurah were heterim of shinui. In contrast to moving the shoe, there, that's the derech to move a shoe, is with your foot. Before we develop the lamdas a little more, Rav Nevensal points out in the Derech of his Rebbe on that Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Yugimel, he says, if you paskin that a ball is muktza, so then in such a case, kicking a ball would be usur even according to the Mishnah Berurah. He doesn't even spell out, it's based on all the above Torah from his Rebbe. But it's based on the Torah from his Rebbe. That what? That when it comes to muktza, there's a heter to move it bishinui. But if it's the normal way to move it, whether it's the gufa, whether it's not the gufa, then in such a case it's going to be awesome. The only heter is a heter of shinui. So coming back to Eli, your point about moving the dvar mutter and dvar aser together. When you're moving dvar mutter and dvar aser together, that's already a shinui. If it's already a shinui, it's in such a case, it's mutter. So Reb Shlomo Zalman Kemat says over there that the nekudas ha-machlokes, we're now, this machlokes between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish is like a lamdash of machlokes in Rishonim. He says this machlokes between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish is really a machlokes of what is the geder, the muhus haheter of total begufa and total minatsad. The Mishnah Berurah, based on the Magen Avraham, understood that the heter is based on shinui. That if you do it a shinui in such a case, it's going to be mutter. The Chazon Ish argues, you look through the texts, you don't have such a heter. That was the Chazon Ish's argument. And he says you could read the Rosh in an entirely different way. And as Yehuda pointed out, he reads all the Rishonim in a different way. And he says that the heter is incidental movement. There's no heter of shinui. There's no heter of kilachayat. By the way, the Rosh does use the word kilachayat. The question is, how do you understand that kilachayat? Does it mean incidental? Does it mean what? So that's the nature of the heter. The heter is kilachayat. And if this is the heter of kilachayat, so then in such a case, it's going to be mutter. It's going to be mutter to do it in any type of shinui. Why would you have a heter called shinui? What's the nature of this heter of shinui? Kafta referach, says Rav Shlomo Zalman. What's the makar of the iser tiltul mutza? The source of it itself is hotza'ah. So if it's auto otza and you're doing it with a shinui, so that's a gzeira, it's already a gzeira, so it's a gzeira l'gzeira, they weren't gozer. That's the Rav Shlomo Zalman's explanation of why that would be. That's speculative on his part, but it's an interesting explanation. Of course, the Rambam never quoted the reason for Hotza. So he's using the Gemara that we saw that the Rambam might have to explain why he doesn't mention, but that leaving, so there are two stages to Rav Shlomo Zalman. The most significant, the beautiful thing that he did was he defends from the case of Minol, and by explaining that way he tells us what the Yisod of the Magen Avraham Shita is, and that is that the Heter is based on Shinui. And then he goes a step further and speculates that maybe the reason why Shinui is going to be Mutter is it's entirely Xer of Ato Otsa, and therefore that is the rationale of why it would be Mutter b'derech shinui, and we have Rav Nevensal's application of it, where he says, of course, the kikul muktzah directly, the muktzah item directly, is going to be aser if that's the normal way to move that muktzah item, which is really an extension. When he speaks about the ball, whether a ball is muktzah, then kicking it's going to be aser, is really an extension of Rav Shlomo Zalman's idea of the heter according to the Mishnah Berurah. Yes?
So according to the Mishnah Berurah, he doesn't have a heter of incidental, and he's not passing like the Ran. So he just finds like the Rush, which is a tilto begufo, but according to the Rishon Zaman, that's only if it's lab derech b'sach.
Correct.
And when you have a person who's lying down on a bed of straw, that
right.
is the normal way to be metalto. So now you don't have the heter, so meaning why is that considered tilto begufo? That's how you do it.
No, that's not the normal way to the normal way to move kash is to pick it up with your hands.
No, but the normal way to move kash is
the normal way to go to sleep is you lay down, you fall into it. But it's not the normal way to move kash. The normal way to move a soccer ball, if it's muktzah, the normal way to move it is by kicking it. That depends on whether you play elimination or you play soccer. But that's the answer. I hear what you're saying, but I don't think when it's sitting in the bed, I don't think that the halacha is gonna change based on that context. Oh, so Rabosa, I'll just finish off with a fun conclusion. This is one of my favorite sugyas in Muktzah, this whole Masil Matan over here. A fun conclusion to all this was my discussion with Reb Chaim Kanievsky and Adir Shu. If you take a look at, go back to Sivkatan Kuf Tezvav. So in Sivkatan Kuf Tezvav, so there we have the heter that the Mishnah Berurah mentioned of using a knife to move the muktzah. And to this day, many people do it. I would imagine that my wife's grandmother also cleaned off the table that way. Many people use this heter of the Mishnah Berurah, which is why, even though I see the beauty of the Chazon Ish Shita, I see the beauty of the Mishnah Berurah Shita, I find it hard to be machriya. I think the Minhag Yisrael clearly was to follow this lenient opinion. So that's what's mentioned. Now, if you take a look at the deer shoe on that, I think I photocopied it for you. It's at the end of the, should be at the end of your booklet. So there's a very strange deer shoe that I did not like. So I complained to Rav Chaim Kanievsky about it. 120. It quotes the Chazon Ish that disagrees. And then it says, Omnam lemaisa hora Chazon Ish. And it quotes Rav Chaim Kanievsky's Svarim, Shemuter lahasir psalos ma'shulchan idei matlas, that it's permissible to remove the psoles from the table with a shmata. And they say it's because he followed the Taz. So I read this, and this didn't make any sense to me, that the Chazon Ish, who felt so strongly, and the Chazon Ish, this is not a Chazon Ish that's a half a line. This is a Chazon Ish that's four paragraphs. Four paragraphs for the Chazon Ish is like a tshuva of Rav Moshe that's 50 pages. Four paragraphs in the Chazon Ish. And they report that the Chazon Ish said you could remove the psoles that way. So I find it hard to believe that it worked out that way. So I asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky about it. And immediately when I mentioned this case, he said, this is the heter of Graf Shel Re'i. Graf Shel Re'i, we're going to discuss, is that there are times that it's mutter to be metaltal if it's a lack of kavod abrius. So I think this deer shoe is an error, that the Chazon Ish was makel, but it was not makel based on the fact that he threw out everything that he said. It's too monumental to throw out this Chazon Ish lemaisa. But rather, at Reb Chaim Kanievsky's support, now you have to go back to Reb Chaim Kanievsky's svarim. All I'm telling you is my conversation, you know, Rav Chaim Kanievsky answers in a sentence. There were in the old years, there were times I had a 5-minute conversation with him and learned. It was every single time I spoke to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, I was zochet to speak to him in learning. He was totally holding in every single sugya that I brought up. And then the punchline I've told you, right? There was one time I brought up a Rajva that took me days to read. In brachos, in case of vachon, could be very complicated. I brought it up. He was holding the Raj. He knew exactly what I was talking about. And so I had prepared that, and then I had prepared to ask him what bracha you make on schnitzel. And I was prepared to ask him a follow-up question. If he said mizonos, I would ask him this. But I wasn't prepared for the next thing. He said to me, what's schnitzel? So here was someone who was holding in this rajva, every single rajva. So what's the pshat? What's the pshat? The answer is he used to ask his mother and the Rebbetzin before he ate anything. He would ask them what it's made out of. He didn't, he... So the Gabbai described to him what schnitzel was. That's amazing, no? That's amazing. What? So he said, when the Gabbai explained it, it was mizonos. I was happy with that. But it was skewed because it was based on the way he, because the Gabbai explained to him. So he said it's kol sheyesh bo chameshes minei dagon. He asked. So he said it's a mizonos. So it wasn't. It didn't really get into to get into. Nachzor lin yanenu. So Reb Chaim immediately when I mentioned this, what I should have done is I should have then followed up and showed him how it was quoted in his name over here. That I didn't do because I didn't want to drive him crazy. There was a video that just came out from about 15 years ago that someone was speaking to me and said they don't let me learn. So I didn't want to do that. So I didn't bother him that the Dirshu doesn't say that way. But it seems to me that if someone can, when I first observed this, there was no Otzer HaChachma. But I guess someone could check up that in the Sefer Taima Dekra, I think Rav Chaim Kanievsky wrote himself whether my observation is correct. Or he does say the Farish at the minute is like the Taz. That would be Akasha, somehow a stira. Okay. This Bisiyata the Shemayim is the Sugi of Toltu Begufo, Toltu Benatzad. It started with the three Gemaras about the radish, the mace, and the shvil. We saw the Shita of the Rush versus the Shita of the Ran, where the Rush says that you have a heter of Toltu Begufo, Litzarech, Davara Aser. In contrast to Toltu Benatzad, that's also Litzarech, Davara Aser. And then we saw that in Shulchan Aruch, it's codified like the Shitas HaRash. We saw that the Magen Avraham consistently follows the Rush, and the Ran consistently disagrees, as the Poskim point out, in a few different places. And then we had the monumental machlokas between the Chazon Ish and the Mishnah Berurah. The Chazon Ish has a real strong argument, where the Chazon Ish argues that there's no example of direct movement of the Dvar Muksa with the Mishnah Berurah had assumed. Yitzi pointed out well that the Chazon Ish's formulation is very similar to the Ran, and Beis Yosef clearly differentiated between the Ran and the Rush, and that would be a raya for the Mishnah Berurah. But what about the bond kasha of the Chazon Ish that minol is aser, and that's moving with foot? So how could you move the Dvar Mitzvah with your foot? So Shlomo Zalman gave us the Hagdara and the Machlokas. The Hagdara and the Machlokas is whether there's a heter over here of Shinoi, which it could be that the Mishnah Berurah is based on the idea that it's only Gzeir Mutsa, while the Chazon Ish holds that there's no heter of Shinoi, and therefore all you're left with is a heter of incidental movement, and the big nafkaminas are going to be kicking a Muktzah item when it bothers you, as well as moving a Muktzah item with a rod, whether that would be Mutter. Amir Tzashem will pick up with the Hagdaras Hakli on Thursday, as well as we'll do the Sugya of Tefillin every once in a while. What you're supposed to do with Tefillin, that's sitting somewhere on Shabbos. Sure. The Chazon Ish Shita.